Consumer advocate Paula Carmody, who serves in the Maryland office of the People's Council, says the emphasis for Pepco is clearly on putting power lines where you can't see them. But there's a lot to be studied first.
How can you do it most effectively in a reliability and cost manner? And I think that's really what we're going to be honing in on in the coming months.
Carmody made her comments on Maryland Public Television's Direct Connection program. Pepco has indicated it's taking a closer look at expanding efforts to put power lines underground. The company faces a review of its performance during the derecho that struck June 29th. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.